Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. We're going to get back to more of your calls. I still have to get to this conversation about Brandon Cerncy. He was a principal of a Visitation of Our Lady school. And he was fired because he had a child out of wedlock. There is a petition that is out that says, "We, the undersigned, parents, guardians, students, and supporters of Visitation of Our Lady School, respectfully ask the Archdiocese of New Orleans to reinstate Mr. Brandon Cerncy as principal." With all the stuff that the Archdiocese of New Orleans has had to deal with pedophile priest, and they're going to bust this guy for having a child out of wedlock? Is he having more? Or was this one thing that happened? What about the forgiveness that Jesus Christ preached? Brandon Cerncy should be back as principal at that school. And it really is shameful that the Archdiocese of New Orleans is not bringing him back. And they should. The school is accepting money from the parents of kids who are born out of wedlock. That's hypocrisy. The Catholic Church is dealing with pedophile priests who are molesting, having sex. I don't want to just say molesting because that's a word that is so often used that I think we forget. They are having sex. They're playing with the genitals. They're playing with the butts of children. That's what the Catholic Church has to deal with. And they're worried about this guy? Look, I understand that Catholic schools have contracts and there's a code of conduct in these contracts. A lot of companies have a code of conduct in their contracts, a code of conduct in their contracts. And so, you know, maybe he broke that. But again, what about forgiveness? I don't understand why the Catholic Church is so damn unforgiving. I mean, that's just not right. I mean, you can't really call yourself a follower of Christ if you're not forgiving. And in the Bible, it says you're supposed to forgive somebody 7 times 7, with 7 being a number that represents infinity. So you're supposed to forgive somebody as many times as they sin. I know sometimes that's hard. But, you know, here's a guy who was loved. And what about the school accepting money from parents with children born out of wedlock? Is this another indication? I mean, look, the Catholic Church has, whether this is true or not, they have an image of wanting money. They have an image of being money hungry. Is this an example of the Catholic Church being money hungry? Or could the Catholic Church, the Archdiocese, do the right thing and reinstate Brandon Cerncy? This is a no-brainer to me. He should be brought back. And there is a petition. Let's see. I don't have a lot of information on that. I'll try to find out a little bit more about it. You might be able to go online and find out more about this petition. Oh, I think you can go to Change change.org. Change.org. And look up the case of Brandon Cerency. But I am in favor of the Catholic Church doing what Jesus taught everybody to do, which is forgive. And the Catholic Church has so many stains and scars on her from the pedophile priest that to fire somebody for having a child out of wedlock and then turn around and accept money from parents with children born out of wedlock is the height of hypocrisy to me.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.